The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. Now, obviously, there are some people who are going to be called to be martyrs. But St. Paul isn't just talking to those who are called to be martyrs, he's talking to every one of us. So in other words, there is a point where we all have to look at this and recognize we must die to self, to offer ourselves to God, but it's to offer the whole self. It's easy, for instance, to offer something to God. We can say, well, I've got this that I can give or that I can give. But God isn't interested in the this or the that. He's interested in you. That's what he wants. For instance, if you look at it and say, well, if you want to marry somebody, do you want to marry them because of money, because of prestige, because of whatever it is you're going to get from it? It's the wrong reason. Person may have money or prestige, that comes along with it. That's a secondary point. But if you're marrying somebody for that reason, you're not giving yourself, you're seeking what you can get. And so we're looking oftentimes for the wrong thing. When two people get married, they offer themselves as a gift. They give themselves 100%. That's what the gift of marriage is. That's what love is all about. God loves you. So what did he do? He gave himself entirely for you. And if we love God, we want to give ourselves entirely to him, in whatever form that is going to require. So, spiritually speaking, it's just simply to be able to say, Lord, I give you everything. Just as we would look at in marriage. I give you everything. We don't want to hold anything back. If the Lord says to us that the best way for you to be able to give everything is to be a martyr, praise him, then we're a martyr. But if that's not what he wants, it doesn't matter. Because God only wants what's best for us. And what we have to be about is what's best for God. And so if we really look at that point of the generosity that St. Paul is talking about, it's not offering money, it's not offering material things, it's offering our entire person to God, just as God does for us. Again, it's the nature of what love is. And so if we're going to receive his gift of self to us, then the question is, what is the gift that I'm giving back? Otherwise, it's looking for what we can get, which once again is the wrong thing. We're going to receive, obviously, from God an infinite amount. But don't look at what we can get. Look at what we give. Because remember, what love is about is giving and receiving, not taking. If all we want is what we can get, we're taking from God. God wants to give everything. God doesn't hold anything back. But he wants us to be able to receive it in love. But if we're going to open our hearts to receive in love, then that same heart must be open to give in love. If it's taking, it's not love. If it's selfish, it's not love. And that's what St. Paul is looking at. He's wanting us to love God. And so we receive from him and we give to him. St. Augustine made a huge point 1,600 years ago of being able to say we have to give in like manner. Well, if that's the point, what has the Lord given to us? We look at the cross. He's given himself. He's given 100%. He took a body so that he could offer his body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. So he gave his whole person. That's what he's looking for from us. In whatever form he chooses that's going to be the best for us, that's what we want to do. So he's not necessarily asking that we're all going to be a bunch of martyrs. Maybe we all will be. We don't know. That's not the issue. He's looking at the heart. He's looking at the generosity. He's looking at the charity. Are we willing to love him as he loves us? Are we willing to receive his gift and give the gift of self to him? Or do we just want what we can get from him? That's the challenge that every one of us is faced with. And so it's a great opportunity for us to look deep into the heart and ask ourselves, how much do I truly love God? If I truly love him, then I want to do what St. Paul is telling me. To love God, to give everything, just as he gave everything for me. To receive from him, to give myself, my entire person, my heart, my soul, my body, everything. To give that to God as a living sacrifice, living, truly acceptable to God.